Hey there, 4:36 on this Saturday afternoon. It's Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I'm John Hanson. Get your thumbs ready, everyone. In just a little bit, we're going to play our game where we play clips from famous law scenes in law movies, and you're going to have to tell me which one it's from. So you can either be a law expert or a movie expert. 312-981-7200. We're going to be playing that game in a little bit. Don't worry, I'll tell you when to call in. We don't need to overwhelm Grace there quite yet, but we'll hopefully get a couple players to get on the line in a little bit. Right now, we're going to have a great conversation with Philip Weiss, the president of SciFarth at Work, to talk about all things everything in this day and age of what our business is doing, what our employees doing with vaccines, masks, all the confusion. Philip, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Always. You were on with Mr. Bertrand on Friday for Chicago's Afternoon News. I love the conversation so much. I stole you here today, or maybe that was Thursday afternoon. But let's first talk about, obviously, we're under a mask mandate now here in the city, so that takes a lot of hard questions out of the equation for local businesses in terms of masks. But in terms of vaccines, I know more and more businesses are requiring vaccines to get in. I haven't heard much about legal cases around that. I guess, can you give us at least what your interpretation is about it, the legality of requiring someone to show something that in their mind might give up a piece of their personal information in order to be a customer at a place?
Yeah, so I mean, there's two pieces to this, John. There's the customer side, of course, and there's the employee side. In terms of who needs to be vaccinated to come into the place of work, in either guise or either role. And increasingly, the answer is companies can require that people be vaccinated in both cases.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if a company says, if a business says, we only want to let customers in who can show proof of vaccination along with an ID to make sure they are, in fact, the person on the card, there's really little that a customer can do legally to protest or contest that. And that really goes not simply to the whole notion of what we're seeing now in terms of COVID, but it's because companies can do a lot when it comes to restricting customers, which is not what you would think. Most people, when you survey them, think companies, businesses, restaurants cannot bar the door.
Right.
But the reality is, if it's not about your race, religion, gender, in fact, businesses can. And when there's a safety component, it's even more the case.
Right. In essence, that the unvaccinated don't meet the qualifications of a suspect class, meaning that they would have the protections of discrimination for entry into a place or not.
That's exactly right. And even when you look at cases that would appear to be on the border, when you wonder, could the business bar entry or ask someone to leave, you find that often the business owner has a lot of discretion. So, for example, not in the world of COVID, but in the world of safety, there was a tavern and restaurant in California, and the proprietor asked some patrons to leave, not because they were acting belligerent, not because they were talking loudly. They had bandanas and other insignia that indicated they were part of a gang. And people came in who had different insignia from another gang. And the owner of the establishment said, I can almost anticipate what's going to happen next. I'm going to ask them to put away those handkerchiefs, those colors, or they're going to have to leave. So even that specter of danger, that specter of a possible risk, was backed up by the courts. Imagine that applied to the COVID dynamic as well.
Right. As long as the business is truly only doing it, filtering through because of the vaccination cards, they're not using that for some other mechanism to disallow certain people from entering or not.
That's right.
Yeah. I am so fascinated about the discussion of requiring employees to be vaccinated. I know for the most part, the courts have stood that up. Do you think that some businesses are waiting for full FDA approval to make that decision? And you might see a slew of businesses that have kind of held off. As soon as we get full FDA approval for some of these vaccines, they may pull the trigger on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've really identified this trajectory that we have been on. It started really, in a certain sense, obviously, when COVID started. It accelerated when the Delta variant really exploded. And now, with people aware of the heightened risk, it's already kind of moved the needle for many companies. for employees themselves who were objecting before. Once that full FDA approval comes, which could be in the near future, of course, we expect, on the one hand, employers to jump on the bandwagon, as you said, and employees who were in the wait-and-see mode to stop waiting and seeing, and much more likely take the jab to keep the job.
Do businesses worry that they might open themselves up to liability if there's an outbreak at work?
Yes. And this is this area, this gray area, because the risk can't always be tracked to a specific individual at work. It's not as though you have an incident report where someone was injured and you can point to the cause. Having said that, I know everyone's focuses on litigation against companies for vaccine rules, but we expect in the next 5 to 7 months there to be litigation based on companies that could have mandated a vaccine that were asked to do so by their own employees and failed to, and then outbreaks occurred. So that, I think, is something we're not seeing a lot of yet, but we expect to see in the near future.
I had a really interesting question on the text line, and I know, and I am a big supporter of vaccines. They're safe. There are some documented cases where there is a mild sickness, mild symptoms, maybe more serious ones. Do you expect any workers' comps filings for businesses that require a vaccine if someone has a rare, very rare adverse reaction?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. And obviously, workers' comp relates to as an injury or event that happened in the course of employment. So stands to reason, and I think your listener is really astute in pointing this out, stands to reason that if the employee can in fact prove that the transmission occurred due to the workplace, due to someone at work that could have and probably should have been vaccinated, there's an argument to be made there. Obviously, you know, with the workers' comp, all these links have to be made, and they've got to be clear links. So again, that same question mark that we discussed a moment ago, can you link it back effectively and legally? That will be the kind of tipping point in terms of those cases.
Okay. Even if someone gets sick specifically, they could link it to the vaccine, and that was the only reason they got it was because their employee said they had to get it. That could be potentially something. We'll have to just wait and see.
Yes. And of course, on that point, John, to your point, we're not seeing a lot in the way of long-term significant side effects from the vaccine
of course,
we're not seeing.
Right.
So the idea, when you look at the workers' comp kind of table of payouts, you don't have much that you can look to on that table and link it to being off of work for a couple days due to a vaccine. The safety imperatives are so great when it comes to COVID and the vaccines that I could see those cases failing, and you would need to make the link as well.
Right, 100%. And then I'm skeptical at asking that question because I don't want people to think that you're going to get these adverse reactions, because for the vast majority of us, we don't. Maybe some mild symptoms afterwards. I have a question, and this kind of came up as COVID was raging the first time, and here we are again. And I know that the federal government stepped in with the CARES Act to demand certain businesses to offer time off if you get sick for COVID. Do you think businesses are going to be a lot smarter moving forward saying, do not come to work if you have a sore throat? We will give you extra time in your sick balance so that we don't even ever risk this. That to me seems like a no-brainer for companies to offer more sick days for employees.
Yeah, we're already talking to a lot of employers that are thinking about expanding their sick day policies, their time off policies in general, to enable employees to feel little to no pressure to come to work if there's any possibility of illness. They've seen the cost. I mean, you look at the whole COVID, the COVID reality, and employers are saying, you know, I can lose some employees because I demand the vaccine, but I could also lose employees to absenteeism if I don't give them the vaccine, and worse than that. So companies are fixated on the impact on their workforce, and in some cases, they're getting arguments from both sides. Some employees are saying, I'm going to leave if you mandate the vaccine. Other employees are saying, I'm going to leave if you don't mandate the vaccine. At the end of the day, companies are making decisions that they think are right for them, but they're being probably much more flexible in these areas of giving employees autonomy to make sure they take care of their health.
Yeah, because I just feel like, you know, it used to be like a signal of strength to show up to the office even when you had a flu, right? Like, I can battle through. And there's this culture in some workplaces where you're put on a pedestal for powering through. That leads to problems. COVID aside, that was probably stupid to begin with.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I mean, the tough it out approach, a lot of studies are showing it's not good for the long-term health of your employees. It's not good for their ability to focus on projects when you might need the most. And it's certainly not safe in terms of transmission of any and all viruses. COVID aside for a moment, we have one company that it's a construction engineering company, and they put up those signs, you know, no accidents in at least 20 days. Now they're putting up signs that say no positives and no illness in 4 weeks. And that's their badge of honor. It's not that you came to work. It's that they have a healthy workforce. That's their standard.
Amen. All right, Philip, we appreciate your time. SciFarth at Work. Where should people go for more information about all you do if they have more questions?
They can just Google SciFarth, which is SeyFarth at work.com.
I love just Google it as an answer. Because like if you don't have a paper and pen in front of you, we have these great search engines that will find things for you. Philip, it was great to talk with you. Hopefully we get to chat again soon, okay?
Great, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.